This is VOA News. By remote, I'm Tommy McNeil. For a week, partial shutdown has started in Germany, with restaurants, bars, theaters, cinemas, and other leisure facilities closing down until the end of the month in a drive to flatten a rapid rise in coronavirus infections. The restrictions that took effect Monday are milder than the ones Germany imposed in the first phase of the pandemic in March and April. This time around, schools, kindergartens, non-essential shops, and hairdressers are to remain open. But leading officials decided last week that a lockdown light was necessary in light of a sharp rise in cases that has prompted many other European countries to impose more or less drastic restrictions. The U.S. government's top infectious diseases expert has words of caution for what lies ahead in the coronavirus pandemic. We get more from AP correspondent Ben Thomas.
Dr. Anthony Fauci tells the Washington Post that the U.S. will have to deal with a whole lot of hurt in the weeks ahead amid a surge in COVID-19 infections. Fauci says the country could not possibly be positioned more poorly as more people gather indoors during the colder fall and winter months, and the U.S. will need to make an abrupt change in public health precautions. Of the presidential candidates, Fauci says he believes Joe Biden is taking it seriously from a public health perspective, while President Trump is looking at it from a different perspective, namely the economy and reopening the country. The White House is accusing Fauci of playing politics. Ben Thomas, Washington.
Protesters converged in Brazil's two biggest cities to demonstrate against any mandate for the taking of a coronavirus vaccine, supporting a rejection campaign encouraged by President Jair Bolsonaro, in opposition to the advice of many health professionals. A small group of people assembled in downtown Sao Paulo Sunday calling for the removal of the state governor, who has said that their residents will be required to take a vaccine. They also protested on Copacabana Beach. This is VOA News. U.S. citizens who have not already done so will cast their ballot for the U.S. presidential election tomorrow, and with that, there is a final push by the Trump and Biden campaigns. At a campaign rally in Washington, Michigan, U.S. President Donald Trump says black Americans should vote for him Tuesday.
Show Joe Biden and the Democrat Party what you think of their decades of betrayal and abuse.
And in Philadelphia, at a drive-in voter mobilization event, Democrat presidential nominee Joe Biden says every vote will be critical in this election.
When Americans vote, America will be heard. When America's heard, I believe the message is going to be loud and clear. It's time for Donald Trump to pack his bags and go home.
Meanwhile, the United States is not out of the Paris Climate Agreement the day after the presidential election. Experts say the outcome of this will determine, in some degree, just how hot and nasty the world will get in the future. The two presidential candidates have stark differences on fighting human-caused climate change. Joe Biden has promised to return the U.S. to the agreement, while President Trump took the country out of the 189-nation accord, saying it would undermine the U.S. economy, cost U.S. jobs, weaken American national sovereignty, and put the country at a permanent disadvantage to the other countries of the world. Experts say the U.S., the second biggest carbon-polluting nation, will help determine the planet's fate because other countries follow America's lead on climate action. Rescue teams in Turkey have brought two girls out alive from the wreck of their collapsed apartment buildings in the coastal city of Izmir, 3 days after a strong earthquake centered in the Aegean Sea hit Turkey and Greece. The overall death toll in Friday's quake has reached 85 after teams discovered more bodies amid toppled buildings in Izmir, Turkey's third largest city. Close to 1,000 people have been injured. The earthquake was centered in the Aegean northeast of the Greek island of Samos. It also killed two teens on Samos and injured at least 19 other people on the island. A police in Quebec City have arrested a 24-year-old man dressed in medieval clothing and armed with a sword on suspicion of killing two people and wounding five others on a Halloween night near the historic hotel there. The city's police chief says the attack on randomly chosen victims went on for nearly 2.5 hours. Late Saturday, while officers pursued the man armed with a katana throughout the city's downtown core on foot. Via remote, I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.